You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In the history of science, there are times when it's been difficult to distinguish between what's alive and what isn't. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
In 1905, a physicist named John Butler Burke made a tremendous announcement. The world newspapers carried it. It appeared that Burke had actually created life from scratch. He had mixed together radium, a radioactive element, with sterile beef broth, and out of that had emerged incredibly primitive microbe-like things. And when he looked at them under the microscope, they seemed to grow, to take on structures, and even divide and then die.
Science writer Carl Zimmer is the author of the book Life's Edge.
So Burke named these things radiobes. And for a very short while, the world believed that maybe life began as radiobes on the early Earth. We don't remember John Butler Burke today because it didn't take very long before other scientists figured out that what he was looking at were just chemical contaminants in his experiment. But he went on throughout his whole life until he died in 1946, believing that he had really found the fundamental nature of life. And I love the story of radiobes because I think it gets across just how powerful this question of what is life, and also how dangerous it can be to try to answer it. Because we can be fooled by mirages. Because when you get to the borderland between the living and the non-living, it's very hard to tell what you're looking at.
Our thanks to Carl Zimmer. More stories on the nature of life in future programs. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for some exciting news. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.